Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, unbothered fam. Avery Hart here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom served up with a side of humor and real talk. Today's topic? Something that might surprise you. Self-compassion. Now, I know what you're thinking, stoics? Compassionate? It seems like a contradiction, right? But trust me, this isn't about getting all mushy or letting things slide. It's about understanding yourself, treating yourself with kindness, and ultimately becoming stronger in the face of life's inevitable ups and downs. Ever felt like you're your own worst critic? You know that feeling when you trip and catch yourself thinking, seriously? Couldn't I have done better? Or maybe you make a mistake at work and immediately start berating yourself? That inner voice can be brutal, right? Well, Stoicism teaches us to step back from that harsh self-judgment and approach ourselves with the same understanding and care we would offer a good friend. Think about it. Would you go around criticizing your bestie for every little stumble? Probably not. So why do we treat ourselves so differently? This daily detachment journey is all about recognizing our shared humanity, embracing our imperfections, and learning to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you practice self-compassion. 1. Recognize your negative inner dialogue. That critical voice in your head? It's often fueled by fear and insecurity. Becoming aware of its presence is the first step to silencing it. Think of it like identifying a bad habit. Once you know you have it, you can start to work on breaking it. 2. Challenge those negative thoughts. Don't just accept them as truth. Ask yourself, is this thought really accurate? Is there another way to look at the situation? Often, we jump to conclusions without all the facts. Take a step back, gather your thoughts, and consider alternative perspectives. Remember, you're not defined by your mistakes or setbacks. 3. Treat yourself with kindness. Just as you'd offer comfort and support to a loved one going through a tough time, extend that same compassion to yourself. Talk to yourself the way you'd talk to a good friend. Use encouraging words, celebrate small victories, and remember that you're doing your best in a complex world. 4. Focus on what you can control. Life is full of uncertainties, but we have the power to choose how we respond to them. Instead of dwelling on things outside of our control, focus your energy on the areas where you can make a difference. Take action, set goals, and work towards creating a life that aligns with your values. 5. Practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what's lacking in our lives, but taking time to appreciate the good things, big and small, can shift our perspective dramatically. Start a gratitude journal, express thanks to those who matter most, and savor the simple joys that life has to offer. Let me tell you a story about my own journey with self-compassion. Last month, I had this major presentation at work. I was super prepared, but as I stood there in front of everyone, I completely blanked. My mind went completely blank, and all I could think was, "Avery, what are you doing?" I felt like a complete fool, my face turned red, and for a moment, I wanted to just disappear. But instead of berating myself for stumbling, I took a deep breath, acknowledged that it happened, and reminded myself that everyone makes mistakes. I managed to pull myself together and finish the presentation, and you know what? It wasn't even the disaster I imagined in my head. The key was recognizing that this one moment didn't define me, and treating myself with the same kindness and understanding I would offer a friend who was going through a similar experience. So there you have it, a glimpse into the power of self-compassion. Remember, it's not about being soft or giving up on your goals. It's about showing yourself the same love and support you'd offer to others. As you navigate this journey of daily detachment, remember, be kind to yourself, embrace imperfection, and keep striving for growth. You got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences. Hit me up on social media or leave a review. Until next time, stay unbothered, fam.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.